This week in our country, we were supposed to have a State of the Union address, and it's been canceled. So I thought, well, why don't I give a State of the Union address this Sunday so that, you know, we can say we had one this year. But it's going to be a little different. So usually the State of the Union address is when the president, whatever president, says how great a job he's done. And okay, well, this one's going to be honest. And then the other one, the other part is that people stand up and clap, so just stay seated and don't clap. Otherwise, we'll be here forever. So the State of the Union of the Church. The church is falling apart. No applause. Okay. That's the bad news. The church is falling apart. But the good news is the church has been falling apart for about 2,000 years. So it's actually, we're doing about the same. This is good. The members of the body of Christ were about 1.6 billion strong. We have a national security problem. There's espionage. Every single member of the church is spying for the enemy. Every single one. It's a big problem. But that's the bad news. The good news is that's exactly why we have a church. Because Jesus Christ came to this earth to save us and created an institution, a body, his body, that we could enter into. Not for people who didn't need to be saved, but for people who did need to be saved. And thus, the church kind of, as a whole, the church is perfect as the body of Christ, but as we hear about in our second reading today from St. Paul, it's made up of many different members, and each of us is a member of the body of Christ. And the church as a whole, made up of its members, is just like the church, just like the person that we are, that we go forward imperfectly. From the top to the bottom of the body of Christ, it goes forward imperfectly in its members, even though its destination is perfectly accounted for because it is the body of Christ. In our baptism, we're incorporated in the body of Christ. We're placed into the body of Christ. We're made members of that body. St. Paul knows this very well because on Friday, we celebrated the conversion of St. Paul. Many of you know the story. He was riding his horse down to Damascus. He's a Jew. He was going to persecute this new group of people called Christians who were following this rabbi, Jesus Christ, and he didn't want any part of that, and he was going to kill them. He helped kill St. Stephen, and the scripture says he was breathing murderous threats against the Christian community. And as he approaches the city, he gets knocked off his horse, sees a bright light, and hears the voice of Christ saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Why are you persecuting me?" Because Jesus had been ascended to the Father. He's not on earth anymore. What does it mean that you are persecuting me? Well, as Jesus said in the Gospels and revealed now to St. Paul, whatever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do to me. And so when Saul, before he became St. Paul, was persecuting Christians, he was actually persecuting the body of Christ, that little community that formed the body of Christ almost 2,000 years ago. And as St. Paul was blinded, he went to seek healing in that early Christian community. And a man named Ananias healed him, and then the scripture says baptized him and incorporated him into the body of Christ. So no one knew this more dramatically than St. Paul. And luckily for us, he wrote down the theology of it today we hear in our second reading. And each of us, throughout the centuries, are members of this body of Christ. And that's another good news of our state of our union. Is there's a lot of jobs available. There's a lot of jobs available because each one of us has a unique job to do, a unique role in the body of Christ. And if we don't do it, no one will do the job that we have. And so it's up to us not to just look at the church as some sort of, you know, place that gives me comfort, gives me the sacraments, all this stuff, and it's just about me receiving. Actually, when we're made members of the body of Christ, then we're also called to serve in that body, to serve other members of that body, and to help serve the world in bringing more members to the body of Christ. That each of us has a unique role based on our unique life. If you think like, well, I'm not called to that, blah, blah. Saul was literally killing Christians. Okay, nothing. You probably haven't done that. So, okay, the qualifications, you'll be fine with what you've done. But you still have a job to do. Look at St. Paul's job. If St. Paul wouldn't have done his job, we wouldn't have half of our New Testament. None of the Christian communities that he founded would have been founded. Who knows how that would have been different? Sometimes we just have to look, we have to ask God, what are you calling me to do? How can I serve the church? If we've never asked ourselves that question, today's a good day to start. How can I serve this body that I'm a part of? How can I be a member of this body that's actually helpful to the other members of this body? And we also need to take sometimes a step back and take, like, it's a wonderful life moment that, first of all, it's helpful to see, we have to first learn who we are, that we have dignity based on our membership in the body of Christ, that we've been redeemed by Christ, that he dwells within us, that the Holy Spirit dwells within us, that that's our primary identity of who we are. But then we also have to say, if I wasn't a member of this church, how would things be different? And if we can't think of a lot of ways in which we've impacted the church or the world around us, then maybe it's time to get creative and think, okay, how can I go forth now? How can I serve the people around me? How can I make a difference based on who I am? It's always based on who you are. You're not just you, you're part of the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. And because of that, you can do great things for Christ, starting today. And so the State of Union is perfect because it's the body of Christ. But on earth, it's only as strong as its members. And each of us is a member of that body. So today, ask the Lord, how do you want me to serve you? How do you want me to serve your church? And how do you want me to serve those people around you?